Today's daf in Moikatan is daf Chaf. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're halfway down the Amud. We're at the first wide line. We are into the halachas of Avelus. The Masechta now made a full transition from the halachas of Chol HaMoed and now moved to Avelus. And we saw a mission yesterday, which really opened up the door to discussion regarding all the practices of Avelus. This parak, the third parak of Moikatan, is really where you're going to be finding most of the Hilchos Avelus. And so yesterday we talked about two basic institutions as it relates to another. We talked about Shiva and Shloshim. So Shiva, so after the Kvura, so the now he's going to be observing 7 days of Avelus, what we classically describe as Avelus, and that's where you have most of the practices. Earlier in this parak, we talked about 13 different practices of an Avel, 10 Isurim and 3 Chiyuvim that relate to an Avel, and that's going to be for the 7 days. Day number one being the Yom HaKvura, on that day when he comes home. So that'll be day one, and then for the next 6 days after that, 7 days in total. And then there's another institution which is known as Shloshim. Shloshim is also Yom HaKvura from the day of burial, in which you're going to be observing 30 days of a milder version. Now they're going to overlap, and so that means to say that the 7 days of Avelus also is going to include the first 7 days of Shloshim. So obviously we call it Shloshim, but the truth of the matter is, in terms of the number of days that it is observed outside of the context of Shiva, so it's going to be 30 days minus a week, obviously. Can they be decoupled? So the answer, of course, is yes. I say, of course, like it's a Dover Pashut. In today's daf. Today's daf, we're going to talk about the decoupling of Shiva and Shloshim, that Shloshim can be observed without Shiva. If that sounds strange, it is a little bit strange, but we're going to be discussing that a little bit later on this morning, so stay tuned for that. We also discussed in yesterday's daf this idea of Mikzas Yom Kekulo, Machlokis amongst the Tanayim, but the Sheet of Abishol, which we went over yesterday, is that we say Mikzas Yom Kekulo. What does that mean? It means that on day seven, you don't have to observe the entirety of day seven. You just simply need to observe a portion of day seven, and that counts as you are having observed your entire seventh day. Now, this has a lot of ramifications. It has, first of all, the simplest ramification, and that is that you get up from Shiva on the morning of the seventh day, because of the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekulo. But yesterday we discussed it in a somewhat more complicated fashion, in which, let's say, that seventh day turns out to be Erev Yontif. Now, it comes out that according to Abishol, so now we know that Yontif is going to be breaking, but what is a break? Well, it depends whatever you're encountering. If Yontif encounters Shiva, so it breaks Shiva. If Yontif encounters Shloshim, it breaks Shloshim. So what if the seventh day now is Erev Yontif? So according to Abishol, you get up on the morning of the seventh, so now Shiva's done, and you've now started on day seven, you've started Shloshim. And so because now Yontif is encountering Shloshim, according to Abishol, so therefore Yontif is going to be breaking Shloshim. This is what we discussed over the course of yesterday's daf. We're now going to continue in today's daf, Shloshim Yomi Nalan. So we're on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're halfway down in the Amud. And the Gemara over here has a larger question, and that is, where do we learn about this idea of Shloshim Yom? Where is it going to be derived from? So, again, the larger discussion, which the Gemara doesn't really discuss straight on, but just it's one of those overarching issues, which is the halachas of Avelus. Is it a din d'oraisa, or is it a din d'rabbanan? Is it biblical nature, or is it rabbinic legislation? So, to this, it's, as you can imagine, some machlokas amongst the Rishonim. But as you'll know, we did this yesterday, and we're going to do this again today. And that is, we're going to be citing a number of drashas and psukim that speak to this idea. But just because the Gemara has a drasha doesn't necessarily mean it's a din d'oraisa. It could be just simply what's described as an asmachta. Anyway, yalif, pera mi nazir. So the Gemara says, well, the institution, the idea of Shloshim is going to be learned from a gzeirah shavah, from nazir. The pasuk says regarding after the death of Nadav and Avihu, Rashechem al tifra'o. So you are not allowed to let your hair grow. These are the instructions given to Elazar and Isamar after the death of their brothers Nadav and Avihu, and Ksiv Hasam Gadol Perasei Rosho. And we know that what does it mean when it says that you're not allowed to hair, you let your hair go? So we then turn to a pasuk in Nazir describing the duration of Nazirus. Well, what is the duration of Nazir? So, well, it happens to be that if you look in the Pesukim, in Nazir, in Parshas Naso, you're not going to actually see a duration. Meaning the Torah doesn't give us a time period in which a person is going to be a Nazir. So, Malahalan Shloshim, Afkan Shloshim. So, over there by Nazir, it's going to be 30 days. Over here, regarding the Kohen, now, it gets a little bit complicated because Elazar and Isamar were instructed not to let the hair grow long, but the implication is that normally, under normal circumstances, you are allowed to, you're supposed to, not allowed, you're supposed to allow your hair to grow long, i.e. you're not allowed to get a haircut. So what we have now is what classically is described as the gzeir shavo, of the hasam inalim, but of course, you got to fill in the blank, because by nazir, how do I know it's 30 days? It doesn't say so in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masa, stam nazir, shloshim yom, my time amakra, karush yeh, yeh, begamashia, tasan havo. So the Gemara says, because we have a gematria, okay, and you've heard me say this before, this is one of the only times, if not the only time, where gematria serves as a halacha. Meaning normally gematrias are the Mishnah Pirkei Avos describes it as parsa Torah, it's delicacies, it's dessert. In other words, but we're not going to be deriving halacha based on a gematria, but this is going to be a rare notable exception. There may be another one out there, nothing that comes to my mind. Anyway, the word yihiyah in gematria is 30. Stam nazir is 30 days. Now, of course, it goes without saying, as later on, we have, I don't know how many, maybe a couple of years before we get to Masechta Nazir. So we're going to learn together that the duration of nazirs can extend more than 30 days. You could be a nazir for a year. You could be a nazir for a lifetime. But in terms of stam nazirs, in terms of if a person generically dedicates himself to becoming a nazir, so that's going to be for 30 days. And I learned it over here. So now I take the 30 days of Naziris and with Vayik Zereshav, I extend it now to the halachas of Shloshim, meaning that's the derivation of the halacha of Shloshim. We continue. Am Ravuna Bereid Rav Yishua HaKomodim. So everyone's going to be in agreement, meaning whenever we say everyone, we mean, we go back to the machlokas of yesterday's daf regarding Abishal and the Chachamim. Abishal subscribes to Mixas Yom Kikulo. The Chachamim do not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. So the Gemara says, within that machlokas, at least there's going to be agreement over the following. And that is, Keshachal Shlishi Shlo Lios Erev Rego, Aser Berechitza Ad Harev. Let's say, your third day of Shiva is Erev Rego. So there, Aser Berechitza Ad Harev, you cannot do Rechitza until the evening. Meaning that there we won't say Mixas Yom Kikula. Meaning right now what the Gemara is positing is that even though Abishal subscribes to Mixas Yom Kikula, that's only when you get to day number 7. So that means to say that you observed all your Shiva. And then on day number 7, so there, it could relax a little bit. Just a little bit of observance on day 7 is sufficient. But if all we observed is just 3 days, and we know what Regel is going to do, Regel is going to break the Shiva, but because it's only 3 days of observance, so then we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulo. This is what is posited by Ravuna, that in such a situation, there is going to be agreement that we will not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. Amram Nechemia Bereid Rav Yoshua Ashkechino L'Rav Papi L'Rav Papa D'Yasu V'Kamrei Halacha K'Ravuna Bereid Rav Yoshua. So the Gemara says, and that in fact is the halacha, that when you are observing less than 7. Now, the example that's given over here is 3. It only begs the question, what if it's 4? What if it's 5? What if it's 6? Meaning there's a lot between 3 and 7. So over here, is it specifically at 3? Does it mean less than 7? Okay. As you can imagine, there's a lot to discuss over here. We're going to go on. Halachik Ravuna Bereid Rav Yoshua. Igadami now in a slightly different version of this memra. Amar Rav Nechemia Bereid Rav Yosef Ashkechasinu. L'Rav Papi, Ula Rav Papa, Ula Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yoshua Diyasu Vikamri. Hakol Modim Shim Chal Shishi Shalo Liyosef Aregel. Shasa Berechitza Ada Erev. Okay, the only difference over here in the second version is that instead of just simply saying the halacha is like Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, they actually say the halacha. But it comes out to be the same point. Bamine Abaye Me Rabba. Cover Berego. Berego Ololo Leminyan Shloshim O'ein Ololo Leminyan Shloshim. Okay, so as I promised, and here we are, we're now going to have a discussion about decoupling. Meaning we have an institution of Shiva and we have an institution of Shloshim. Now, under normal circumstances, so post Kvura, so we start with Shiva. Now, Shloshim is incorporated within the Shiva, but in other words, both counts start simultaneously. And then you count 7 days, you get up from your Shiva, and you continue with Shloshim. That's the normal way that it is encountered. However, is there a way of decoupling? And when I say decoupling, in other words, can Shloshim be started to be observed even before Shiva is observed? How would that be? What would be the circumstance of what we're describing right now? Your kovers meso shnei yamim. I'm sorry. Before we get there. So I'm sorry. So kivro beregel. Rega ololo lemin shloshim o eno rega ololo lemin shloshim. So let's say the kvura is done on yantiv. Now, when we say on yantiv, we mean anytime during yantiv. Meaning chol hamoed, we already discussed whether or not the viability of bearing on yantiv itself, either way, if the kvura is occurring on Yontif, so we know what happens to Shiva. Shiva is going to be pushed off until after Yontif is over. And the observance of Shiva will only be occurring after Yontif. So that part we know. So which means, of course, is that your Avelus of Shiva is not starting until post-Yontif. That's not the question. The question now becomes the following. Does Shloshim start now immediately? Meaning there was a kvura, and now can we start counting the days of Shloshim? So, and the days, and the remaining days of Yontif, are they olelo, do they count towards Shloshim? That's the question on the table. So, Laminya Shiva lo mikami baile, and the Gemara over here articulates, look, for sure, you cannot call this Avelos. Why? The lo nagda mitzvah Shiva brego, because you're not being knowing Shiva. Meaning, the practices, the nihugim of Shiva include, Rashi over here cites a couple of interesting examples. I don't know why Rashi cites these particular examples, but Rashi says, ni'ilas asando. You're not wearing leather shoes. Terrible way to say it, but you're wearing leather shoes. So in other words, that's out. And ve'enu noeg kfiya samita. You're not overturning your bed. Okay, so those are the examples that Rashi gives. Anyway, but the point is that you're not practicing Shiva during Yontif. That's a given. So if you're not practicing Shiva during Yontif, you can't count the days of Shiva during Yontif. So Shiva has to, by definition, start after Yontif. However, the Gemara says, "Ki kami bai leleminy shloshim dekanage mitzvos shloshim berego." But you know the practices of shloshim. Now, what are the practices of shloshim? So there really are two. One is tasparis, you're not allowed to get a haircut, and the other one is giyutz, right? A form of laundering. So those are the practices that you're not allowed to do during shloshim. Now, it happens to be, I don't do them during Yontif as well, right? You don't do it on Yontif, you don't do it on Chol HaMoed, you don't get a haircut. Now, again, there are exceptions of people who can get a haircut, but principally, you don't get a haircut on Yontif and during Chol HaMoed, and you don't do laundry as well. Ah, so and it's funny, by the way, because it's for two totally polar opposite reasons, meaning if for Shloshim, it's because of Avelos, and on Yontif, it's, you know, I'll say, right, it's malacha, simcha. Okay, so tircha, however, it's not coming from the same reason, but it ends in the same result. And so therefore, maybe you can now count these dates towards shloshim. That's the question on the table. So Amrlei and Ola. So he says they don't count. Okay, so this was the answer that was given by, now two different versions, it's either Rav or Rabba, but either way, the answer is Eina Ola. Yep. You don't start counting shloshim. But at least what's on the table for discussion is a decoupling of Shiva and shloshim, where you're going to start shloshim prior to Shiva. As a basic discussion to be had over here, there's a very basic machlokas. The Gemara just taught us that if there's a kvura that is occurring over Yontif, so the Avelis is going to be postponed until after Yontif. You start the Avelis after Yontif. That the Gemara said very clearly. Is there any form of Avelis during Yontif whatsoever? What do I mean by that? Dvarim Shebitzina. At least in your private affairs, are you going to be an Avel? Or is Yontif going to totally knock out any form of Avelis whatsoever over the course of Yontif? This is a machlokus between the Rishonim, right? Classically, it's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of whether or not there are Dvarim Shebitzina that occur over the balance of Yontif, even though you're not formally an Avel, but at least Dvarim Shebitzina, are you going to be an Avel? So that's a major machlokas amongst the Rishonim. Okay, great topic, great shiur, right? Sad topic, but just in terms of halacha and in terms of lamdas, it's really good, but we're going to go on in the Gemara. Anyway, so the question was posited to Rabbah, can you start counting Shloshim after the kvura that occurs during Yontif? Or is Shloshim also going to be postponed until after Yontif is over? His answer was very clear. Eino ola. No, you can't count Shloshim. You can't start counting Shloshim now. Now, Eisve. The Gemara is going to pose a number of challenges. Here's challenge number one. Kovres meso shnei yamim kodem arego. Let's say somebody buries 2 days before Yontif. So monach hamisha yamim achar arego. So then you're going to have to count the balance of the 7 days of Shiva after Yontif is over. Now, I know that sounds strange because obviously that's not our practice. Correct. We don't practice this way. But we're learning a brisa right now, and the author of this brisa is of the position that you have to observe 7 days, and if it's only two before Yontif, so then the balance of the five is going to be after Yontif is over. Okay, that's the author of this brisa. Now, Malachto Nasis Ayyadei Acherim. Now, this 5 days after Yontif, it is going to be a lighter Avelos. I don't think you're going to hear those terms out of my mouth in any other context, but in this context, you understand. It's a lighter avelos. Why do I call it a lighter avelos? Because think about how many days already have gone now post Gvura. In other words, you had already the 2 days of observed avelos. You had all the days of Yantif, including Chol HaMoed. And now, because there needs to be a completion of 7 days, so therefore there are 5 days after Yantif in which you're observing, but they're lighter avelos. What do I mean by that? So you see the Braisa. So Malach Manasseh Sayideh Cherem. So you can have work done for you by other people. We learned earlier that an Avel should not have work done for him by other people. I know there are exceptions to that rule, but because this is lighter, so therefore we're going to be more mako. And vavada v'shivchos of osim b'tzene b'soch beso. You can have workers work for you privately within your own house. Ein rabim misaskim imo. Also, there doesn't have to be nechama. Nobody has to go ahead during these 5 days, meaning in the post-Yanta 5 day observance. So there doesn't have to be people being menachem avel. Now, I know that sounds strange. This is really strange. You're sitting avelos, but because you're already way past a week after the kvura, so nobody has to be menachem. Shekvar nisasko bo beregel, because you already had days of comfort, meaning you had the 2 days prior to Yantav, and you also had over the course of Yantav, people come over and people are going to provide nechama over Yantav as well. Klal shodavar, kol shu mishum evo, regel mafsiko, kol shu mishum iske rabim, ein regel mafsiko. So if it's because of avelos, meaning it has to do with Hilchos Avelos. So the Yantav is going to interrupt. And V'choshu Mishum Iske Rabim. However, if it has to do with how other people treat you, so then Erego Mafsiko, so then Yantav is not going to interrupt. Meaning, again, it's just another way of saying, because people comforted you over Yantav, so therefore they've already satisfied their obligation of being Menachem Avel, they don't have to come now for those 5 days after Yantav. Admittedly, by the way, again, all this sounds strange to us. This is not our practice. But we are just trying to right now ascertain as to whether or not Shloshim can be counted during Yontif. Now, we haven't heard anything about that topic yet. It's coming up. Kivro Shloshimim, Sof Arego. So let's say the Kvura occurs now with 3 days remaining of Yontif. Okay, in other words, the Kvura occurred during Yontif, but with 3 days remaining. So now what? So Mona Shiva Achar Arego. So as far as Shiva is concerned, so again, Shiva has to be postponed till after Yontif. That we know. And then Arba Yamim Rishonim, Rabbi Misaskimbo. Now, in those 7 days of Avelos post Yontif, so again, now this is going to sound strange, but for 4 of those days, the first 4 days, so now you have Menachem, people coming in and giving you comfort. What about your last 3 days of Avelos? No need. Why? Because the last 3 days of Yontif, even though you weren't an Avel, but they did their obligation of Nechama. People came over and gave you a Tanchumim, for the last 3 days of Yontif. So you take the last 3 days of Yontif coupled with the first 4 days of his Avelos, and you have 7 days of Nechama being provided. So again, I know it sounds strange, but now you're going to be having him being sitting Shiva, but meanwhile, there's no obligation for people to come over and be Menachem. Okay.
You could if you want to,
but there's no obligation. Shoshi Yamim Ma'achronim Ein Rabim Misaskim Bo, Shekvar Nisasko Berego. Okay. So this is the way the Braisa presents itself. It's the next 3 words of the Braisa, which we are interested in right now. And regal, olalo. And as far as regal is concerned, olalo, it counts. What? What is that talking about? Well, that's exactly the question on the table. What is that talking about? So the Gemara posits, my lava seifa. Well, regal, olalo is talking about the second case. There are 2 cases in the Braisa. One where the burial occurs 2 days before Yontif. And the second case in the Braisa is where burial occurs 3 days before the end of Yontif. So right now, the Gemara is positing that this last words, Regel Olala, is talking about the second case, which parenthetically, by the way, makes a lot more sense, considering where the Braisa placed that line. Okay, so if that's true, now what comes out is that the Braisa is telling us in the second case that Shloshim begins during Yontif. Ah, and if that's the correct shot in the Braisa, so that's difficult on the position of Rav Huna. So my love is Sefer Lo Aresha. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. It could be regal olalo. It's talking about the resha, meaning in the beginning of the Braisa, where the burial occurs now on 2 days prior to Yontif. So now we could say that because he started Shiva and he started Shloshim, now the days of Yontif can be counted towards the Shloshim, but only because he started it. But in the second case of the Braisa, where he didn't start Shiva, so then you don't start Shloshim as well. Meaning the way we're learning the Braisa now is that Shiva and Shloshim cannot be decoupled. Okay.
Eitzel. Mel, did you want me?
Eizve, the Gemara challenges, regal ole, lo leminya shloshim. So here in this Braisa, this is going to be our second challenge against Rav Huna, and here in the Braisa, it's really clear. So regal ole, lo leminya shloshim, that regal is going to be counted to shloshim ketzad. So kavra b'tchilas haregal, shiva achar haregal. So if the kvura was at the beginning of Yantiv, so shiva is going to have to be postponed until after Yantiv. And then, Malach Donasa Saideh Acherim Vavada Veshiv Chavsam Osa Betzina Besoch Beso Vein Rabbi Misaskim Bo. But again, though, because he's already observed numerous days of not Avelus, but in other words, it's been a while since the Kvura. So again, this is going to be a lighter form of Avelus and certain leniencies, i.e., others can do work for him. And Kvar Nisaskim Bo Berego, Berego Ololo. And I'm sorry, and he doesn't need people to come over after Yantav because people came on Yantav already to provide Nechama. And regal olalo. And so over here, regal olalo, and you can now start counting Yontif towards his. Now here, it's unequivocal. Meaning, you're not counting it towards Shiva, because again, Shiva's postponed until after Yontif. So when the Braisa over here says regal olalo, and there's only one case here in the Braisa where that was occurred during Yontif, so that means that what are we counting Yontif towards? We're counting towards the Shloshim. Which means now that we have upended the position of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that Shiva and Shloshim cannot be decoupled. In this Braisa, what did we learn together? That Shiva and Shloshim can be decoupled. And you could start observing Shloshim even before you started Shiva. So Tiyufta. So this, in fact, is going to be a refutation on the position of Rav Huna. Kiyasa Rav and Amar.
Only when the Kvura was at the beginning.
But it doesn't matter. Meaning what comes out now from this Braisa is that you could start Shloshim prior to Shiva. That's the point of the Braisa.
And if it's in the middle of the Kvura, in the middle of the regal.
Yeah. Right. So Kiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Kavar Berego, V'chein Orile Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Pedas Berei Afilu Kavar Berego. So if you buried during Yantiv, so Shoshim begins on Yantiv, and you're counting the days of Yantiv, whatever remaining days of Yantiv are towards your Shoshim. I didn't start Shiva yet. Correct, because the halacha is that the two can be decoupled. Shoshim can begin. It can begin before Shiva. Tana Rabbanan. We are in Chaf Amud Aleph. We are a little bit from the top of the Amud. Gemara continues now, discussing halachas of Shiva. And here, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan Kiyam Kfiyas Amita, Shoshiyam Konam Regal, Ein Otzerech Lichfoso Achar Regal Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So if you practiced Avelus, now Kfiyas Amita is just an example. You take your bed, you overturn your bed. Already back earlier in this parak, we discussed how there are three obligations for an Avel. 10 Easter and 3 obligations. Of those 3 obligations, 2 of them are just simply not practiced nowadays. For reasons which are a little bit unclear in terms of why, suggestions are given. But anyway, one of those practices is to take the bed and turn them over. Okay, we don't do it. Okay, it has to do with the idea of turning over the bed has to do with the Tzelem Elokim. In other words, there's a loss of Tzelem Elokim. The bed represents Tzelem Elokim. You take it and you turn it over. Once there's a loss of Tzelem Elokim, so you upend the bed. That's a... It's not the best explanation, but it's a for now it'll do. So anyway, according to Shitas Rabbi Elazar, so as long as the Avel practiced his Nihuge Avelus, and it's 3 days prior to Regal, so then no need to do so after the Yantav is over. V'chachamim omrim afilu yom echad, afilu asha achas. And according to the Chachamim, no. As long as you practice any Avelus before Yantav, so then Avelus is going to break the Shiva altogether, and there is no requirement to observe any Avelus after Yantav is over. There is no Avelus after Yantav. In other words, your Shiva just simply has come to an end. Amar Abelazar Berabi Shimon, Hein Hein Divrei Beishama, Hein Hein Divrei Beiselel, Shebeishama Omer Shoshiyamim Beiselel Omer Mafilu Yom Echad. And the truth of the matter is, says the Gemara, is that this goes all the way back to Beishama and Beiselel. Meaning this is one of the machloksim of Beishama and Beiselel. How many days of Shiva need to be observed prior to Yantiv in order for Yantiv to break the Shiva? So we've been saying since the Mishnah in yesterday's daf that you need 3 days of observance. And then and only then is Yantiv going to go and knock out the remaining Shiva. So that's Shitas Beishama. Meaning we quoted it right now in the Braisa as Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. That makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Shammai. He's the Gemara, a number of places calls him a Shemuti. So Rebbe Lazar is of the opinion, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you need 3 days of observance, and then and only then is the remaining remainder of Shiva going to be broken. But meanwhile, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that even if you observe 1 day of Avelos prior to Yontif, even if it's not a full day, even if it's just Shah Achas, but you have just a little bit of observance of Shiva, and then you have Yontif, so Yontif is going to knock out the remaining Shiva. Certainly strange. I don't really know why. The Mishnah in yesterday's daf, it cites the Shita of Beis Shammai, and that's not the halacha. The halacha obviously is like Beis Hillel. I'll just reformulate the question a little bit differently. Why would Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when writing a Mishnah down, why would he be citing the Shita of Beis Shammai, not the Shita of Beis Hillel? I leave the question open-ended. I don't really have a good suggestion. Anyway, we're going to go on to the Gemara. Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Amr La, Amr Lehu Rabbi Yochanan, Le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, U Le Rav Huna, Afilu Yamechad Veafilu Sha Achas. Okay, and the Gemara says, and B'Shem, a number of Amoraim, that, yeah, even if it's just 1 day. Rav Amr Halacha Ketani Didan. Rav says, no. The Halacha falls like our Mishnah. Meaning, look at our Stam Mishnah, look at the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. So Rav says, that's the Halacha. The Amr Shlosha. Ravina. Yeah, excellent question. I don't have a good answer. Ravina Ikla Lesura de Pras. Ravina went to the town of Sura, right by the Euphrates River. Amrale Rav Chaviva la Ravina Hilchasamai Amrale Afil Yamechad Afil Shaacha. So the question was posed to Ravina, and he passed like Beis Hillel. And as everyone here knows, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that Afil Yamechad Afil Shaacha. We continue. The Gemara now is going to give us a makor for Shiva. In terms of the Seder HaGemara, I am a little bit confused, meaning earlier in the daf, really yesterday's daf, so the Gemara gave us a makor for Shloshim, and now the Gemara is going to give us a makor for Shiva. Why did the Gemara go in that particular Seder? I don't know. But anyway, Yasir Reb Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Akil Ad, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. So basically, a number of Amoraim were by the front porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. And Nafik Milsa Be Minayin, and they're talking and learning. Minayin La Avel Shiva, how do I know that Avelus is going to be 7 days? Where do I have a source for that? Dichsiv. So over here, we're going to quote a pasuk. Now, again, I go back to the basic discussion. Are we talking about a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Well, if it's a Din D'Oraisa, so where should the pasuk be coming from? Somewhere in the Torah. The Gemara is not going to be citing a pasuk in the Torah. The Gemara is going to be citing a pasuk from Navi. Amos. So again, that leads to the ambiguity in terms of whether we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. So, but the pasuk in Amos says, "Afachti chagechem le'eval." That what's going to happen is that your chag is going to be converted into an oval. So, what's the duration of a chag? Well, that's the Gemara's next point. Ma'chag shiva afavela shiva. Well, you know that a chag is 7 days. Chag is 7 days. The Gemara says sometimes, not all the time. Ve'ematzeres. What about shavuos? Shavuos is a chag, and it's but 1 day. The chagyuma. So the Gemara says, "Ahumi bayle lecha deresh lakish amir shlakish mishum Rabbi Yehuda nesia minayin le shmur rechoka sheino noagas ela yamecha dechsev afachli chagechem leevo vashkechan atzeres deikre chag yuma chad yuma chag." And so the Gemara says, "No, because I need shavuos to teach me a different halacha, notably the halacha of shmur rechoka." In a moment, we're going to be discussing shmur rechoka, so let's hold off that discussion for just a moment. But basically, that drasha is already taken care of. Since that drasha is already taken care of, so now I go to the basic halachas of Avelus. So we're going to now go to the standard duration of a chag, which is 7 days. So since a chag is 7 days, the Pasuk in Amos says that there is going to be occasions where it's not a chag, but just the opposite. It'll be Evel. Evel is the opposite of chag. So therefore, that also is going to be 7 days as well. That's the limud ha-gemara in terms of Avelus being 7 days. Now again, as I already pointed out, it is a funny limud in that it's not a quoting a pasuk in the Torah, it's quoting a pasuk in the Navi. Yeah, so that's one. And then two, which Tosfos quotes over here. So if you want, Danny, similar to your question, not exactly your question, but very similar, is the fourth Tosfos on the Amud. In fact, Machag Sheva, V'yushami Diek, E'mashmona Kishmona Dechaga Mashani Shmona Rega B'fnei Atzmohu. So the first part of Tosfos over here just wonders, why not 8 days? Because, you know, Sukkot is 8 days. So, but the Yerushalmi says, yeah, but it's not 8 days. It's 7 plus 1. Okay, good. So that resolves that question. So, umiviyasla aviv evil shivas yamim. Okay, so Danny, this is very similar to what you were asking, and that is, we do have a pasuk in the Torah that talks about Shiva. In fact, it's really clear, right? The when Yaakov died, so they observed Avelus for 7 days. So why wouldn't our Gemara, when looking for a pasuk in the Torah, teaching us about the duration of Shiva, of Avelus, being 7 days, why not cite the end of Sefer Bereishis? That's a really strong question. However, the Yerushalmi asks this question. So it's a really old question, but the Yerushalmi gives an answer, and Tosfos quotes it. So first of all, just factually, meaning go through the storyline over there, and when were they observing Shiva? Before he was buried. Okay, so, right, in the Avelus is a response to burial. It begins at burial. So over there, Yaakov wasn't buried yet, so that can't be the source. And the Yerushalmi itself answers its own question, and that is that's Kodem Antara. You can't learn from anything Kodem Antara. That's the Yerushalmi's answer, and then Tosfos points out the Yerushalmi has a number of other drushes as well, meaning as far as our Gemara is concerned, our Gemara is satisfied with the one answer, the Pasuk and Amos. See the Gemara Yerushalmi for more answers than that. A good discussion to be had over here. The Yerushalmi says that we can't learn anything Kodem Antara. And meanwhile, there are a number of occasions, in the Bavli less so, but in the Yerushalmi more, and I'm not in a position where I know this because I know Yerushalmi, I don't, but numerous people point out, Tosos earlier in our Masechta pointed out that we do learn halachas from Kodem Matan Torah, so the Yerushalmi's answer over here seems to be not in perfect alignment with the idea that sometimes we do learn halacha, Kodem Matan Torah. All right, anyway, we continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, so here now we're going to introduce ourselves to the basic idea of Shmuel Krov and Shmuel Rechoka. Okay, our lives, we live in real time. We learn about events as they're happening. So it is really hard to imagine, but you go back to a day where communication was not that clear. And even nowadays, in a really extenuating circumstances, this will happen where you don't learn about the death immediately. You learn about the death occur of sometime later. Under those circumstances, so it will find itself in a different category. Not in what we will normally call Shmuel Krova, that's what normally happens, which is that you learn about the death sometime within the actual death itself. And then there's another category, which is called Shmuel Rechoka, where you're learning about the death at a significant time later. Under those circumstances, there still is going to be Avelus, but modified. And that's what we're learning about right now. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara introduces us. Shmuel Krova. No Hegeshiva Vishloshim. So when is Shmuel Krova? And that is that you are learning about the death of a Karov within a month of the actual death itself. So now you are an Aval, full-fledged Aval, which means that you're going to be observing Shiva, you're going to be observing Shloshim. However, Shmuel Rechoka, no Heges Ala Yamecha. But when it comes to Shmuel Rechoka, so you only observe one day of Avil. So more details to follow. Ezi Krova Vezi Rechoka, Krova Bezoch Shloshim. So Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that if you learn about the death within 30 days of the death, so that's Shmuel Krova, and you're going to be observing full Avelos and Shloshim. However, if it's after 30 days, so then you will be observing only one day. Now, this is not a unanimous position. This is only the Shita Rabbi Akiva. Meanwhile, the Chachamim of the opinion, Achash Shmuel Krova, Achash Shmuel Rechoka, now Achash Shiva Shloshim, the Chachamim simply do not make any kind of distinction in terms of when you learned about the death. Even if you learned about it more than a month later, nevertheless, you're going to be observing full Avelos, full Shiva, full Shloshim. So Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Malkum Sha'at HaMotze, Yachid Mekel V'Rabim Achmirim, Halachik HaRabim, Chutz Mizu, Sha'af Alpi Sh'Rabbi Akiva Mekel, V'Chachamim Achmirim, Halachik HaRabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says that normally we would follow the Rabbim, and if the Rabbim are going to be Machmir, we're going to be following the Rabbim. However, over here, we're going to be following the Mekel. We're going to follow the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So we know the statement of Shmuel. This is now the third time in the Masechta that we hear Shmuel saying this. That whenever it comes to Avelos, so we follow the more lenient position. Okay. Again, I know I said this before, but the easiest way to explain this is that Avelos is a din de Rabbanan, although that in itself is a point of some controversy. But Avelos is a din de Rabbanan, since Avelos is a din de Rabbanan, and you have a machlokus on a din de Rabbanan, so you could go like the more Mekel Shita. That's the easiest way to say it, not the only way to say it, but certainly an easy way to suggest a pshat. Rav Chanina Asyalei, Shmua de Avua mi Bei Chazai. The Gemara tells a number of incidences. Rav Chanina learns about the death of his father, but it was sometime later. News did not travel that fast. He learned about the death of his father, but it was over a month after the actual death. Also, coming to Rav Chista, Am Raleishmo Rechoka Einu Neges Alo Yom Echad. So he goes to Rav Chista for Psak, and Rav Chista said, one day of observance. Rav Nasan Barami Asa Leishmo Di Imei Mi Bechuzai. Also, coming to Rava, Am Rale Hare Am Rishmo Rechoka Einu Neges Alo Yom Echad Bilvad. Another incident here, the death of one's mother, and he learned about it over a month later, and so this now falls into the category Shmur Rechoka, and the psak that was given to him is that the halacha follows like Rabbi Akiva over here, where it's only one day of observance. Ace vei. The Gemara challenges based on the following brisa. Bameh devarim amorim bechamisha meisei mitzvah. When it comes to this idea of Shmur Rechoka and that you're noog only one day, that's for five of the seven relatives. Aval al aviv al ima, but for one's mother and father. So shiva v'shloshim. So there you're going to be observing shiva and shloshim, even though it's a shmur v'choka. So fine. But we've been paskining now like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, and over here the brisa is not going like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Amar le. So Rav's response to that is yichidaihi v'lo sfirlan kavasei. That brisa that you just cited is not a majority position. It's one Tana's opinion, and we don't paskin like that one Tana's position. Detanya Maisa Omeis Aviv Shal Rabbi Tzadok Beginzak, the death of the father of Rabbi Tzadok in Ginzak Vahudio La'acha Shaloshanim, and he was told 3 years later. Uvav Vishal Es Elisha Ben Avuya, and he asked Elisha Ben Avuya. And here I saw a lot of discussion. Is this Elisha Ben Avuya, meaning all right, more famously known to us as Acher? Okay, so let's just suffice to say that. Not clear whether it is the Elisha ben Avuya or just an Elisha ben Avuya, but regardless. So it was Kenev Sheimo, Amar Noog Shiva V'Shloshim. So, and his response is that you have to be Noog Shiva V'Shloshim. Now he learns about it 3 years later. And the psak that was given to him is that you are an Avel in its completed form. 7 days of Avelus, 30 days of Shloshim. But what we're hearing over here, in other words, what we have to listen carefully to over here, is that this is the opinion of one person. So Uchashemez beno shel Rabbi Achia Begola, and upon the death of the son of Rabbi Achia, so Yashav, and he hears about it after 30 days, so Yashav Alav, Shiva V'Shoshim, so he also observed Shiva V'Shoshim. Anyway, what comes out from this brisa is that yes, there is an opinion that you observe 7 and 30, even though it's the Shmur Rechoka, but it's only the opinion of one Tana. Ini, the Gemara says, but what about the following? V'harav barachua de Rabbi Achia, du barachtei de Rabbi Achia. So the Gemara says, what about Rav and his relationship to Rabbi Chia? Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chia. Rav was the nephew to Rabbi Chia. He was both his, Rabbi Chia was both his father's brother and his mother's brother. Now, that is a neat trick. How can Rabbi Chia being his uncle is fine, but being both his father's brother and his mother's brother, how can that be? So the answer is it can. In other words, halachically, it can happen. It is viable. You'll forgive me. I'm not going to go through the family tree right now, but it's possible that this can occur. Anyway, but the point is that now Rav is visiting his uncle. Kisalk lahasam. So he took a trip from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael. He sees now his uncle, and Amarle Abakayim. So Rabbi Chia asks him, how's your father doing? Okay, more literally, is your father still alive? So Amalei ima kayemis. So the way Rashi understands it over here is, why don't you ask me about my mother? In other words, sidesteps the question, doesn't want to answer directly, indirectly, basically telling Rabbi Chia that he passed away. So Amalei ima kayemis. So he says, okay. So how's your mother? And Amalei abba kayemis. So again, the way Rashi sets it up, why don't you ask me about my father? Okay, so indirectly. Delivering the terrible news. Amarle l'shamei. So now, when Rabbi Chiel now learns about the death of both his brother and his sister, so the chalos limanali. So he says, okay. So now, but this is well after the death. In other words, he's learning about this sometime later. So he says to his shamish, so let's take off my shoes. V'holach achrei keli lebeis amerchatz. And we're going to go to the base of Merchatz. Okay, so what did we learn from this whole story? So Shema Mina Tlas, the Gemara says three conclusions over here. Number one, Shema Mina Avel Asa Benila Sasando. That an Avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Okay, again, this is something that we already established well earlier. I need this particular story to tell me that an Avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. Maybe the point over here is that it's an Avel of Shmo Rechoka. Okay, maybe that's the Chiddush over here. Anyway, so that's number one. Shema Mina Shmo Rechoka Eino Nehegas Al Yom Echad. Also, the Halacha like Rabbi Kiva that you're only knowing one day. Again, Machlokis, whether it's one day or whether it's full Shivan Shloshim. So the Halacha is that it's one day. Shema Mina Mixas Yom Kekulo. And then we get to a Chiddush, a new Chiddush, and that one day observance doesn't even have to be a full day. Just like by Shiva, so on the seventh day you can get up and the beginning of the seventh day. Here too, by Shmuel Rechoka, now that it's consolidated in one day, you could easily have made an argument that it should be a full day. No, even over here, because that one day also signifies the end of his Avelis, so even here we're going to say Mixas Yom Kekulo. Okay. But what comes out over here is that we just saw that according to Rabbi Chiya, so Rabbi Chiya observed for Shmuel Rechoka only one day. The Gemara was a little bit bothered because on the bottom of the previous Amud, so we had Rabbi Achia who observed for Shmuel Rechoka Shivan Shloshim. So the Gemara's answer, really simple, Rabbi Chiya Lechud, Rabbi Achia Lechud. They're two different people holding by two different shittos. Am Rabbi Yossi Barav and Shmuel Krova Beregel Ulamotze Regel Nasis Rechoka. Okay, real lumdish question. Let's say you learn the news, but you learn the news during Yontif. And then when you in fact learn the news, so you were within 30 days. But then in terms of your first opportunity to observe Shiva, obviously now, as we already learned earlier in today's daf, you can only begin your observance of Shiva after Yontif. And so now under those circumstances, so which category do you fall under? Do you fall under Shmuel Krova or do you fall under Shmuel Rechoka? You actually heard the news within 30 days. But your first opportunity to observe Shiva is after 30 days. So it's a real lumdish question. So Ola lo, ve'eino noeg el yom echad. So as far as the remaining days of Yontif, they're going to be counted towards his Shmua, which means that because he's only observing Shiva after 30 days, so now categorically he's going to be falling under the category of Shmua Rechoka. Which again, if you think about it, meaning the term over here is somewhat misleading because it's not Shmua Rechoka. He didn't hear about it, right? He didn't hear about it at a later point in time. He heard about it before. But just in terms of the way the halacha works, because he can't start observing Shiva until after 30 days, so he's going to categorically fall under the category of Shmua Rechoka. Tani Rabbi Adan de Min Kesari, Kame de Rav Yochanan, and we're going to do the same thing also regarding Shabbos as well. Meaning that you hear about it on Shabbos, and then the day after Shabbos is going to be after 30 days. So once again, because you didn't start your Avelis within the 30 days, you started after. So that too is going to fall under the category of a Shmuel Rechoka. Korea or in a Korea? Okay, for Shmuel Rechoka, is there a mitzvah of Kriya? Simple question, straightforward question. Rabbi Mani Amar Eino Korea, Rabbi Chinini Amar Korea. So the Gemara presents a machlokas on this very issue of whether or not Kriya is associated with Shmuel Rechoka. So Amale Rabbi Mani Le Rabbi Chinini Bishlam Le Didi Damin Eino Korea. So Haina Delo Ika Vela Shiva. So he says, look, as far as I'm concerned, my position is much more defensible because he's not observing 7 days of Avelos. And again, for the second time today, we're going to be talking about decoupling. Meaning, as far as Rabbi Mani's concerned, the halacha of Kriya, of tearing, and the halacha of Shiva are not to be decoupled. Which means to say that if there's Shiva, then there's Kriya. And if there's no Shiva, then there's no Kriya. But Ela Dicha Da Amart Korea Kriya Bela Shiva Mi'ika. But you're subscribing to this idea that these two halachas can be decoupled, and I'm not sure that they can be. So Velo, the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Are you right about that? Meaning, is your base assumption correct that Kriya and Shiva are necessarily connected? So did the Hatanya we learned? Isi Avua de Rabbi Zera, Amila Achua de Rabbi Zera, Kameh de Rabbi Zera, Mi She'ein Lo Chaluk Likroa, V'nizdam Lo Besoch Shiva. So let's say a person does not have any clothing to tear. Let's say it's not his clothing, it was borrowed clothing, whatever the circumstances were. And but at the time of the funeral, he couldn't do Kriya. And now he encountered a shirt in which he could do Kriya. So, and he encountered it. In other words, he got it during Shiva. So now Koreya, meaning that as long as he's during Avelus, so that is grounds for Kriya. La'achar Shiva, however, if his first opportunity to do Kriya only occurred to him, he was only encountering a new shirt after Shiva, eino Koreya. So then he does not do Kriya. Okay? Step number one. So that's the Braisa. The Braisa is telling us that the mitzvah of Kriya can only be done during Shiva, but not after Shiva. Ve'ani Rebbe Zera Basrei, but not yet. In other words, we're getting to the point right now. And that is when Rebbe Zera hears the Braisa, Rebbe Zera says, we have to supplement the following to the Braisa. Ba'med var mamorim bechamisha meisei mitzvah. Aval avi ve'al imo korei v'holech. So that's only for five of the seven. But for one's father and one's mother, so are you going to be doing Kriya both within and outside of Shiva? What comes out over here, aside from the addendum at the end, so the is that you are now at a point of Shmur Rechoka, and yet you're going to be doing the mitzvah of Kriya. But the Gemara says, okay, but remind you, however, even with the addendum, it's only going on the mother and the father, but it's not going on the other five. So rather than focusing on the mother and father, let's focus on the other five krovim. And the Gemara says, and what about one's mother and father? Kitanya ilechod avi v'imo. No, the idea that you're doing Kriya for one's mother and father after Shiva, so that's not a function of the mitzvah of Kriya. Meaning, it's an act of Kriya, but it's not the mitzvah of Kriya. The mitzvah of Kriya per se is going to be only in conjunction with Shiva. The idea that you're doing Kriya for one's mother and father well after Shiva, that's not a Kriya halacha. That's a kibud avim halacha. Out of respect for one's mother and father, and there's a mitzvah of kibud avim. And the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us the mitzvah of kibud avim extends even after they die. So for that, you're doing Kriya, but it's not Kriya per se. It's not Kriya qua Kriya. It's Kriya as a function of kibud avim. Okay. This is a good place to pause. In fact, this is exactly where we're going to pause. Tomorrow we'll go over who the Zayin Krovim are. We know who they are, but it gets a little bit complicated. We'll start with that tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. Let's review our day today. We start off with the source for Shloshim, meaning that there are two observances post Kfura. There's Shiva and there's Shloshim. So where we started today is a source for Shloshim. How do I know about the halachas of Shloshim? We learned to vay Gzeirah Shavah. Again, Gzeirah Shavah over here, meaning it's a din d'oraisa. Okay, I'll leave the question open-ended. More discussion today. Can Shloshim and Shiva be decoupled? Can you start Shloshim even before you start Shiva? That was the question on the table, and that took us all the way to the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. And the Gemara's response and conclusion is that Shiva and Shloshim can be decoupled. And that means to say that you can start Shloshim even before Shiva. What would that be? So as we discussed earlier this morning, that would be a circumstance where the Kvura is occurring during Yontif. So now you can't start Shiva. Shiva is going to be postponed until after Yontif, but you can in fact start Shloshim. Rav Huna started off saying not that way, but the Gemara concluded, but that in fact is a correct conclusion. Okay, next. Under what circumstances is Yontif going to be Mevatal Avelos? So Machlokas Tanayim, and the Gemara's conclusion is that it's a Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that 3 days of Avelos have to be observed prior to Yontif, then and only then is Yontif going to be Mevatal, the remaining Shiva. The Shita Beis Hillel is Afil Yomachat Afil Sha'achas. And the Gemara's conclusion is that that's the halacha. Afil Yomachat Afil Sha'achas, like the Shita of Beis Hillel. Next, a makor for Avelis. How do I know that Avelis is for 7 days? So the Gemara cites a pasuk in Amos. Okay, we saw Tosus this morning. Why not cite the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bereishis? Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi asking that very question. Then, on Chaf Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud, so we go through the basic halachas of Shmuel Krov and Shmuel Rechoka. The idea that if you learn about the death within 30 days of the death, so now you're an Avel and it's full complement of Avelus, Shiva, Shloshim. If, however, you learn about the death after 30 days, that's what's called Shmuel Rechoka. Now, it's a modified form of Shiva. That is a point of dispute amongst the Tanayim. But the Gemara says, the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, we're going to be makel in this regard, and you're only going to be observing 1 day. In that 1 day of observance, so a number of things we talked about. Number one, is that you are going to be you're going to be bound by all the halachas of Avelis, including not wearing leather shoes. On the other hand, we also learned that on that one day of observance for Shmur Chokha, we are in fact going to say Mitzvah Sayom Kekula. A couple of lumdish questions Gemara asks, what if you learn about the news at a time when you can't be in Avel, i.e. during Yontif, or even on Shabbos, and then your first opportunity to observe Avelis is going to be after Shloshim, are you considered Shmur Rechoka? The Gemara's response to that is yes, you are going to be considered, that will be called a Shmur Rechoka. Is there Kriya for Shmur Rechoka? So the Gemara brings down a machlokas on that very issue, and we conclude for today.
Thank you.